Guess that's working. Today's date, May 31, 05, and it's 9:20 hours. Okay, alright, you know why I'm talking to you, alright?
Yeah.
You want to tell me what you saw today?
Well, I was walking through the electronics department. I was on my way to the currency desk to pick up a few items, and I saw this gentleman that was wearing a light peach colored shirt with some shorts, and he had pretty much a gun raised up, and he was running towards, I guess he was going towards sporting goods. Mm-hmm. And that's when one of my other associates said, you know, want to exit the store, it looks like this guy, you know, he's got a gun. And that's when I just proceeded to run out the front door.
Okay. Can you describe the guy to me?
He had, he's probably about about 6 foot.
Real tall guy. 6 foot or?
Around 6'3", 6'2", around there.
6'2" or 6'3"?
Around there. And kind of blonde, like light brown blondish hair.
Okay.
He had, like I said, he had like a peach colored shirt on.
Okay.
Some shorts. And
white guy, Hispanic.
White guy? Caucasian, yeah.
Okay. So he had a peach-colored shirt,
yeah.
Short sleeve or long sleeve?
Short sleeve.
Okay. What color shorts?
They were like around khaki.
Like a tan color.
Like a tan color, yeah.
Okay. Shorts or how?
They were about a little above his knee.
Okay. How about shoes?
Shoes? I think he had some... I didn't see the shoes as much, but they might have been like white tennis shoes.
Okay. How about facial hair?
Facial hair? I didn't think you have any facial hair on him.
You don't remember seeing any?
No.
Okay. How long was his hair?
His hair was about it wasn't nothing big, just about, you know, nice head full of hair.
Longer, wavy?
Kind of wavy-ish, yeah.
Okay. Down to the shoulder?
Around collar.
Collar length?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he have a part in the middle or?
He had like a little part, the hair just fell like that.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. Can you tell me about, you say he was carrying kind of like a gun.
Yeah.
Do you know if it was a gun or not?
It looked like he had something, because when he was running, he was pretty much raising like that. He looked like a black, like a little revolver, I believe.
Okay.
Like a small
revolver. Which hand did he have it?
He had it on his right hand, I believe.
In the right hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he facing you or running
away from you? He when he was running towards me, I just saw him make a quick left dash, turn.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I looked like that. And then when the other associate's like, did you see? He asked me that he had a gun. I'm like, yeah. And then that's when he just proceeded to okay. Crazy and walk out the door.
What time frame? When did this happen? Can you tell me
it
about
was around,
what
time was? Maybe around 8, around 8:30. Around 8:30, 40.
8:30 or 8:40?
Yeah, around 8 something.
Okay, what time do you get to work in the morning?
I got here at 5 in the morning today.
5, really?
Yeah.
And what do you do for Walmart?
I'm a department manager.
For which department?
The furniture department.
For furniture department.
Yeah.
Okay. How much time total did you see the guy?
I saw him maybe briefly about 45 seconds.
Really?
After once he hit one of the aisles and he made another turn, that's pretty much.
Okay. And describe the gun for me, if you would.
It was a small handgun, looked like a small revolver.
Okay. Are you a shooter? Do you know anything about guns?
When I was in the military.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
What did you do in the military?
They showed us like sniper type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like when I was a Marine.
Uh-huh.
So I know.
Somewhat,
yeah.
Okay. How long were you in the Marines?
I was in there for about 9 months.
9 months. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever done any shooting with handguns or pistols?
Nah. Well, not myself. I don't currently own a gun or anything like
uh-huh.
that.
Okay. So you saw the guy run by you. How close were you to him?
When he passed me, he was about 3 feet distance.
3 feet,
yeah.
Really? About distance right
yeah.
here?
Yeah, when he
really?
Turned to the next aisle and just took off.
Did he say anything to you?
No, he looked a little worried and he just like he didn't know what to do and he just ran down the other aisle like he was going towards sporting goods or something.
You think he was going towards sporting goods?
Towards because one of the other associates told me he shot at the, where the M was at. The gun ammo?
Oh.
I guess the case, see if he could get maybe guns or more ammo for his gun or something.
Somebody told you that, though. You didn't actually see that?
I didn't see it, yeah.
Okay. Did you hear any shooting or anything?
I heard about 4 shots.
4 shots?
Yeah.
Do you know who shot?
I'm thinking it was him. I'm not sure if it was him, because at the time, he's the only guy that I'd seen with a gun on him, so.
Okay. And how do you know they were shot?
I heard like a low, like firecracker type of shot, so.
Okay. And you think there was 4?
I think it was about 4 shots.
Okay. Anything else you can tell me?
That's pretty much all I saw. And, yeah.
See they chasing the guy, or?
At the beginning, my store manager, she said where he went, I went that way. I kind of was going to go chase after him, but after, you know, I saw my other associate said, you know, and then with the gun, I just pretty much went my own direction out the door.
Yeah, okay.
After that, so.
Okay. How many people do you think were in the store at the time?
I'm thinking with the people that worked there and customers, easily about 70 people.
Really?
Maybe.
Including customers?
Including customers.
Okay. And how many people do you think, anybody that you know have got injured?
No, not anybody.
Nobody? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Good. Okay. Gosh, anything else you can tell me?
That's pretty much it.
What
I got, yeah.
Okay. All right. Miguel, I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem, man.
All right, take care.
Yeah.